This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast. It's 20 minutes past 8 on your Friday morning. That was Give You Love, Jess Mowboy and Jason Derulo.
And we did say earlier in the show, we have guests galore, and we have just been barreling through with interview after interview, and we are so excited to be joined this morning by two fabulous guests.
Yeah. Now, this morning, we have two queer artists in the studio from Sydney who are both powerful, proud, and fierce representatives of their culture, as well as being fierce entertainers.
Many of you may know Ivory Glaze from season 3 of Drag Race Down Under. 50% Chinese, 50% Dutch, 100% gorgeous, and in 4 short years has been performing in drag. She's crafted a space for herself that isn't just about club nights or cabaret, but modelling as well.
We also want to welcome back to Joy Breakfast the self-described Gaysian Empress of Sydney, Dian Tai, who this time is wearing a little less makeup and makes amazing electronic hyperpop music that is fused with Beijing opera and traditional Southeast Asian soundscapes. Welcome!
Welcome to the show, both of you.
Hello!
Hey.
Thank you for having us.
Now, it is so important that we have you on the show this week because it's Lunar New Year, which means apparently it's the official New Year. I got told this by a group of people selling, like, crystals and rocks and stuff. They're like, the New Year actually doesn't start until Lunar New Year.
So it's not like the 31st or 1st of January type of thing. So it's about the Lunar New Year. Ivory, you're nodding already, just going, yep, yep.
Yeah, that is true, you know, and especially for crystals, you got to charge that stuff in the moonlight. So you got to make sure that you follow the lunar calendar for the witches out there in the listening today.
I've been watching a lot of Charmed lately, so I feel like I'm on that level.
Now, when I need to ask about the moon. Is it like the first full moon of the year? How does the Lunar New Year kick off?
Well, the Lunar New Year is like the new year in you know, for a lot of people who don't celebrate like the Western New Year in Asia. Like I grew up in Malaysia and we've always like, for us, like the Lunar New Year is probably more important than like the 1st of January in the Western year. So like it's I think it's the new moon, right? Because it's like, it's usually the first from memory, like you're testing like my Chinese knowledge now. So usually like...
I don't know anything. So you could say anything and I'm going to believe you. So it's okay.
So usually like in like the lunar year, like it's the first day is always the new moon and like the 15th day is always the full moon. So they go by like the phase of the moon, which is why like I grew up in like a Buddhist household, and my grandma used to be vegetarian only on like on the new moon and like the full moon every month.
Do we know what day of the moon cycle we're in at the moment? Or is that really testing?
I have absolutely no idea. Yeah. I don't look at the moon.
I'm so confused. Oh, my God. I'm learning so much, but I'm so confused as well because I'm looking outside and going, the moon's not there, so I can't figure it out.
Well, the Lunar New Year was also like the first day of the Lunar New Year was last weekend. So we probably would be like in day five or like six of
next week is the full moon,
the moon,
so everyone's
cycle.
Gonna be
yeah.
all crazy.
Okay,
yeah.
So the way the Lunar New Year works then, let's so it's not like with Western New Year's where it's just one night. So it goes for a while.
That's why everything's closed on AliExpress and Shein right now. Like, that's why your deliveries are delayed, everyone. They're all celebrating Lunar New Year and you're not getting it yet.
Yeah, it's a massive thing. Like, growing up in the Chinese community in Malaysia before I moved to Sydney, right? It's always, like, this huge thing where, like, you know, because we're really big on Christmas here in Australia, which is, like, understandable. Like, but in Malaysia where I grew up, it's always, like, like Lunar New Year, Chinese New Year, and people will like be on leave, like take leave for like 2 weeks, and like 2 weeks just like celebrate, be with families, see friends and family, and like wear like red outfits, red underwear for like, you know, the whole month or 2 weeks or
good
whatever.
Good luck. Red is good luck.
Is that what the red is for?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, John has messaged in saying that we are on day 5 of the lunar cycle. Now, each Lunar New Year, there is a new zodiac and they repeat every 12 years. And this year, it's the dragon. But what do the zodiacs represent in your culture?
Do you want to take that, Ivory?
Okay, I've got a bit of a different upbringing because I'm half Chinese, but I was actually raised in like a non-traditional Chinese household. Even though my Dutch side weren't really in Australia and I was raised on the Asia side, they were very non-traditional. So for me, the rat is just, I'm the year of the rat. And all I learned about that was the rat won the race by sitting on top of somebody's head and just jumping over the finish line. So the rats are crafty. That's all I know.
She's a crafty queen.
Ivory is crafty.
Yeah, I'm going to cheat my way to the finish line. I'll do it.
Yeah, I'm the year of the rabbit and we're meant to be like peaceful and non-confrontational and like world peace. I don't know. You tell me, Ivory. Am I like that? I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? It's early in the morning. I'm going to geek with you later. I'm just going to agree. That's going to be great that way.
That's right, because you are both here as a part of your tour for the Dragon Ball XL Queer Lunar New Year Tour, which is pretty exciting. Now, just with the animals and everything, with the zodiac. Okay, so we're in which one? What animal are we?
Dragon.
We're in dragon now.
Dragon, yeah.
And dragon is like a huge thing. Like I've always remembered, like there are a few zodiac signs where people just go crazy for it. Like the dragon's one of them. I think the tiger's also one of them. Like literally, there would be like Chinese people planning to have a baby in the year of the dragon because that child would like is meant to bring them like good luck, and they will always say, oh, you know that your child, like, you know, they are a dragon. Like, they would be like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. You know, people would literally plan their family.
I would just want to know the spreadsheet that they must have to do that.
Yeah, they're working it out.
It's a little bit crazy.
If you think about the dragons, is there another name for them? You know what I'm doing with my hand.
The dancing dragon
things that they always have at the Lunar New Year festivals. They're not doing a rabbit dance, are they? They're not doing a rat dance.
They're the cool ones. Everyone wants to be a dragon or a tiger.
Yes.
This is the year that you have to have children, apparently. And luckily you mentioned this now so that we're only in the second month.
Just do big things.
Yeah, they got time. Nine months from now.
I think it's really important for everyone to practice.
Do what Dean says. We are in the studio with Ivory Glaze and Deanne Ty. You are with Rach and Dean on Joy Breakfast.
Joy.
We turning it up. Ariana Grande has no tears left to cry because she's listening. No, she's not listening to us. I wish she was listening to us, but you are on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
We do have the brother of a drag impersonator of Ariana Grande listening to the show right now.
Yeah, who's Ariana Grande's brother Frankie has met.
We got a whole message in earlier this morning because when we had Taylor Sheesh impersonating Taylor Swift, whole thing. Speaking of drag.
Would you like to have a drag impersonator of you, Ivory, one day?
I'm so confused. It's so early in the morning. So we've got a drag impersonator's brother of a brother's drag impersonator coming. Is it Frankie Grande? Do we have Frankie Grande listening on Joy FM right now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hi, Frankie.
Welcome to Joy Breakfast.
Now, if you're wondering who those fabulous voices are, we do have Deanne Ty and Ivory Glaze in the studio with us right now.
Hello.
Two fabulous artists from Sydney who are here doing their Dragon Ball XL Queer Lunar New Year tour tonight, which is very exciting. Now, you're both from Sydney, and today is the first day of Mardi Gras with a flag raising. Sydney's been in the news a little bit this week. Okay, it's a mulch of a reason. Asbestos was found in mulch at the Fair Day site. So Fair Day has had to be cancelled. It's a massive day for artists, for the community, for everyone. With that cancellation, do you reckon this is a great opportunity for audiences to experience queer art in a different way? Because I know from my experience of performing at Mardi Gras, the number of people who live in Sydney that don't realise there are things other than just parties or stuff like that that's a part of the festival can be a little bit crazy. So do you reckon this is a huge opportunity for this year's Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras to level up for the queer artists?
I think so. I think that... And every time that we do Fair Day in Sydney, we have lots of after parties. After parties are very, like, you know, there's one at like Marley Bar and the Bank Hotel and all around Newtown and that area. And this year, because everyone can't go to Fair Day anymore, these after parties are now going, we're having a whole day party. And I think it's a really good idea for Mardi Gras themselves to actually promote this, considering that they can't, like, have Fair Day. They should be promoting these parties because now they, like, they don't have an after party if there's no before Fair Day, if that makes sense.
It's a big community day. Kind of helping the community get to another space is a great idea.
Yeah, like, I just wanted to say, like, you know, I'm meant to perform on the main stage this Sunday. So I'm like, damn, like, this is, like, meant to be, like, my weekend. But if you're throwing a party this weekend, like, honestly, you can always, like, DM Ivory and I will perform for you.
Yeah, we're not booked, apparently.
Yeah, so...
book us, please book us.
This is your opportunity. Well, you are doing a tour. You are here performing in Melbourne tonight, so everyone might not realise that you're going to be heading back to Sydney and are ready to take to the stage at a moment's notice.
Maybe it's a conspiracy theory that all the businesses who think they're missing out on business when Fair Day's happening got together and planted the asbestos.
Wait, are you saying, goodness. Oh my God, are we going to uncover an asbestos invest? Okay, could you imagine if there's just a secret group of queers just going around putting asbestos mulch in
testing spots? It's an asbestigation. Now, there are things like your Dragon Ball XL Queer Lunar New Year tour, which you're currently on. Do you think it's a great opportunity for audiences to get involved in different parts of the queer community?
Yeah, like, I feel like there's all these, like, little pockets, and it's you know, across Australia. I mean, I can't speak for everywhere, but definitely in Sydney and Melbourne, I feel like it serves, like, you know, as a non-mainstream, like, an alternative for people who want to experience, like, queer events and, like, arts and, like, something that's... So we bring Asian culture and, like, queerness, you know, in a very fierce and fabulous way. So it's all about, like, providing something that's alternative and something that is, like, different and different art forms as well.
You host the events in Sydney as well, don't you? All the...
Worship You.
Yes, yeah. Those
We talked
ones.
About that last time you were on the show. Ivory, what does it mean to be able to represent from a cultural perspective as well in something like the tour that you're both currently doing?
Absolutely. And just before we go there, I want to give Dean a little bit of credit. So when Dean says it's an alternative event, it's really important because Dean is so good at finding artists that are just not just drag queens, not just singers, but, you know, you have pole dancers, fire dancers, comedians. Like, you're so good at finding Asian talent. And so a lot of people that come, because my cousins went this year to the Sydney show and they don't really come to these sorts of things. And they go, this is so good because it's not like I'm going to a club, but more like I'm going to a cabaret show and I can see so much variety of talent. And it's really nice to go there. So, like, I just want to give you a little props before you were playing it down earlier. I didn't want to cut you off, but, like, you know. And for me personally, especially the Lunar New Year, I think it's such an important event because... as queer people, particularly queer Asians, you know, we have a bit of, you know, separation between ourselves and our family, especially by being queer. You know, some of us don't get to see our family anymore and, you know, we're a bit ostracized because of it. And so Lunar New Year is very much about coming together as family, wishing each other wealth and prosperity through the whole event. And so for people like, I mean, I've been through that at one point where I wasn't seeing my family for a while. And so... having something like this is like a way to connect with your queer family because, you know, that's what people say, right? You can choose your queer family and that's like our event to look after ourselves and just know that you're like, you're there together in your family.
Yeah. Can I just add that? I feel like for a lot of, once again, I can't speak for everyone, but for a lot of like people from queer people from a migrant backgrounds who are like BIPOC or Asian, like just the concept of coming out is not, in like the, from the Western world, it doesn't always apply in those families because, you know, they might perceive queerness differently, or maybe there's no need to, you know, you might not need to come out. So I feel like what we've done is we kind of like created this Lunar New Year event with our chosen family.
Exactly. That's the chosen family. I'm sorry. I'm drag queen in the morning. It's not very good with words, but exactly right. Like chosen family. And it's like creating a space, especially for people who can't celebrate and don't feel their own blood family bonds on that holiday period, they've got a new experience to come to now. So I think it's really important.
I think it's so special that you've created that space as artists for so many people, whether they are just artists being on the stage or also people coming to attend. It's really beautiful.
And now something that I'm sure you all have in common then is the Australian culture that is casual racism. Yeah. We say it Loves in it. That way, but actually it is a really crappy part of the Australian culture. It seems to be quite ingrained in us. And you've written a song that is casual racism in a banger of a track. Tell us about Ni Hao.
Yeah, so I wrote this song, Ni Hao. It's kind of like a fun tongue-in-cheek take on, you know, like we mentioned, casual racism, because I feel like, you know, if you're off Chinese or Asian appearance, I don't know about you, but, you know, I feel like Ivory might have experienced it. Like, people would just come up to you and say Ni Hao. Like, number one, it's like, are you saying that all people are all Asian people are Chinese or Asian people the same? Or like, I feel like it's fine. Like, if you're friends with someone and you're invited into the conversation, I feel like it's fine. But like, a complete stranger,
I just find it so strange that a person would think it's okay to just do that. It seems so weird.
I wouldn't go up to Italian and just be like ciao if I wasn't sure. Like, oh, ciao.
But also, I mean, in the right hat, I look Jewish. You may not know that I'm Italian. Do you know what I mean?
Or some people think I'm Macedonian
or something else. You know, the presumption or assumption that you can tell a person's nationality just based on the way they look or the color of their skin is nuts to my brain.
Yeah, I remember I first like read about this whole thing because many years ago there was like a MasterChef contestant or something, like, you know, it's just of Asian background, went on a radio and like people were shouting me out, like, you know, the presenters went like that. So kind of like a lot of that, I feel like a lot of people have experienced things like that where a complete stranger would just assume that if you're Asian or East Asian appearance, they would start like talking to you in a particular Asian language. Mm. And also like the number of times like I've been harassed by like people just go like, ching chong chong chong, like to some Asian sounding language. Like, I was like, is that supposed to be funny? Like, am I supposed to like laugh at that? I don't know you, you know? So the song is really about that, I wanted to make it fun and tongue in cheek and catchy. So that's what the track is about.
Well, we are going to be hearing it right after this because we actually love it. We're really excited to play it on the airwaves. It's beautiful in the way in which you've done it. And the film clip looks amazing as well, which doesn't help because we're on radio.
We're going to talk about that.
Absolutely. You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
The NGV is throwing a late night queer extravaganza of dance, drag, music, and fashion. Bowery Ball is on the 22nd of March, and tickets include food, drinks, and entertainment. On sale now at ngv.melbourne. Joy sponsor.
Celebrate 30 amazing years of joy and help keep us out, loud and proud for 30 more by donating $30 for our 30th year. Go to joy.org.au and click on 30 for 30 to make your tax-deductible donation now.
All right, here it is. This is Dean Ty's Ni Hao. You're on Joy Breakfast.
I said, how you doing, mate? But you answer, Ni Hao. I said, how you doing, mate? But you answer, Ni Hao. I'm just walking down the street, but you answer me how. I look so good like a treat, but you answer me how. Bitch, come stand next to me, but you answer me how. Bitch, I'm the greatest, I'm unique, but you answer me how.
Honestly, dude.
I say, how you doing, mate? But you answer me how. I say, how you doing, mate? But you answer me how.
What you doing, mate? But you answer me how. I say, how you doing, mate? But you answer me how.
Let's go!
what a great track.
It's such a banger of a track, and everyone, we're going to put a link to it in our podcast for today's show and also up on our socials, because you need to be watching the film clip as well.
Yeah, it's very catchy. Catchy song, catchy film clip. Looks very professional, and I like that by watching the music video. So there is a creative direction through it. This is me describing really well. A creative direction where the camera almost goes like from left to right, and then you change scenes as the camera moves. And it makes me want to dance like side to side. Is that the intention behind it?
Yes, there's big shout out to Chris. So Chris has directed all my music videos, and it was all they're doing.
There's dragons, there's moving, there's everything. It must be great to be able to put something like that together that's so visually spectacular, musically really great, but also putting your own play on casual racism that you experience as well.
Yeah, like I'm super proud of this track, and like, and for me, like, the music video is also like so important, because there's obviously the dragon animation, and I'm also wearing a dragon armor that was made by Bunnism.
Hot. So beautiful.
I don't know if you've noticed, but like the real world footage was actually shot in Chinatown.
Yes,
which is like so important to like do that in Chinatown, and then we were actually like, you know, there was a dumpling scene. Everyone wanted to like shoot me eating a dumpling.
You're like singing to the dumpling.
Told not to do that by the restaurant. Oh. It's like, oh, come on. Anyway.
Not too gay in Chinatown. No.
Well, what has been the response from people seeing this performance live? Ivory, you get to watch and just watch how it's happening. What's the response from the crowd when they see Ni Hao being performed?
Oh, I just hear them all cheering and screaming. Like, they're really living for it, honestly, because it's like, it's a little bit more upbeat than some of your other songs as well. And so everyone's like really excited to hear it. And everyone kind of goes like, oh yeah, like I understand the concept behind it, particularly at like these Lunar New Year events and worship events. People understand like the tongue-in-cheek casual racism part.
Yeah, I feel like once I say the first line, I say how you're doing, mate, but you answer Ni Hao, people are like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, you get right in there.
Now, I have a really left-wing question for you. Have you ever had any right-wing Christians show up to your worship events?
Ooh. Like,
because of the title?
People having a Oh, wow. Okay, so have you had people thinking
worship?
Worship has meant something else, and they've come with a Bible or something. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
No, we haven't. But I have to say that every time we put on an event, and Ivory's hosting tonight, so Ivory needs to remember telling people this, when they tag Worship Queer Collective, they, you know, because there are a lot of like other worship pages on Instagram, like you gotta be careful. Like, I mean, there's also like lesbian worship pages, like feet worship. We're like, Hillsong worship. We're like, okay, make sure you tag Worship Queer Collective, or maybe we actually want to tag them all and let them see.
Yeah, let them know.
It's about exposure and engagement, and by tagging the feet worship page, I'm sure everyone's gonna be like, wow. You'll get a lot more views.
Yeah, just put like your shoes, a picture of your shoes in it as well. So,
but with all the makeup that you both wear, the last thing you want to be dealing with is your foot care at the same time as well, surely.
Oh, I mean, I'll just wear a closed toe shoe or I'll have my 10 layers of tights on and just have that one big, you know, doll foot. And that's just enough. They like that. Doesn't matter. It's any sort of foot. They don't mind.
I'd love hearing about that though. Also, where did the name worship come from, like, for these events? Who's worshiping who?
the queers worshiping each other. I think like when we first started worship, like Worship Queer Collective, it started as a cabaret event, and it can kind of progress into like a queer Asian movement. But when we first started, it was all about like, we wanted to create a collective and events that celebrate kind of like queer spirituality. And for a lot of queer people, you find spirituality on a dance floor and like through community, right? So that's how we started with the name Worship, and then it became like a queer Asian movement.
Love that. Well, tonight you are having your Dragon Ball XL. What can people expect if they're coming along?
Oh my goodness, they can expect, honestly, like a huge, huge variety of different types of performances. So I've mentioned earlier, we've got lion dancers, we've got live singing, we've got drag queens, we've got pole dancers, we've got absolutely everything.
Did you say lion dancers?
Yeah, lion dance. Yeah,
that's the lion dance performance.
Oh, wait,
tonight.
Sorry. I just realized my brain is
not,
working
not
now.
Not lion
like,
dancing
yeah,
the country.
I was like, what? What?
Oh, no.
Ivory will be doing that. Maybe Ivory should do that tonight.
Well, yeah. Well, lions, maybe, but maybe not lion dancing. I don't know about that. But
do you know what I would love to see is a mashup of cultures and seeing the lions doing lion dancing?
You know, I reckon if we pay them a little bit extra, they'll do it.
You
know?
All you need is some, like, Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman, and you're set to start.
Slip them a 50 through the little mouth, and they'll start doing a lion dance for us.
Imagine we won't need you lip-syncing anymore. The lions will be doing all of the work.
Yeah, exactly.
But, hey, if that is cancelled, if you want to book Ivory and I to do that this weekend, we'll do it.
Like, yes!
Oh, yeah, we'll do
us,
line dancing.
Pay us, we'll
sure.
do it.
I'll do anything for $50.
Well, if people want to book you for anything, though, where do people find you?
Oh, well, you can find me on my Instagram, on my website, it's Ivory Glaze, on both of them. So, ivoryglaze.com or Ivory Glaze on Instagram, Twitter, email. Just find me there and chuck me an email if you want to book me, yeah?
Cute.
Yeah, just DM us anytime. Just find us on socials.
You can find the details via the podcast link we're going to put up for this little chat this morning as well. We're going to make sure to put the links there so that everyone can connect to you and spread the love and spread the joy. But tonight should also be spreading the lunar love.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Make sure you turn up tonight in your, like, red underwear. Or if you're listening, ooh, if you're listening from home, like, if you want good luck the rest of the year, like, put on some, like, red outfits, red underwear.
Red.
Mm. And okay. Dean, I think we should mention that the event is at Pride of Our Footscray. Yes.
Yes.
I don't think we've actually said where it's at tonight.
Oh my God. Sorry. Yes, Pride of Our Footscray. So, like, tonight is actually a very, like, special this Lunar New Year, like, because this is the first time, because we've always been based in Sydney, and this is the first time we've expanded our queer Asian movement, and we're taking Queer Lunar New Year to Nam for the first time at Pride of Our Footscray. And it's only possible because we got, you know, funding support from City of Maribyrnong. So, like, it's so important
That's
to
awesome.
Give them a shout out as well.
Well, look, I tell you what, as someone who lives in the West Side, which Footscray is in, just in case you weren't graphically aware.
West Side is the best side.
West Side
is
the
like
best
say.
Side. And Footscray is absolutely like a little mini Vietnam. So you can get amazing food before your show tonight.
Well, let's go.
Count
let's
my go word. Again, yeah. Count my word. I don't know if that's the right saying. Whatever.
I know it's not the right saying, but in my mind I'm like, but it makes perfect sense, so it's okay.
Joy.
It is 9:03. We've had the most amazing show this morning with so many fabulous guests, including the two that are with us right now.
Deanne Tai and Ivory Glaze, thank you so much for joining us this morning, chatting all things Lunar New Year and all of your amazing events that you're doing, and the fact that now you're free
this
weekend.
For Fair Day. Have an amazing time tonight performing at Dragon Ball XL, your queer Lunar New Year event. And also, thank you for coming in this early in the morning and spending some time with us, just sharing music, sharing stories. Ivory, you're doing great.
Well, you know, if I was actually looking great right now, thank God there's no cameras, but if I was looking good, that's a problem. I don't trust a drag queen that looks good in the morning. Like, that means that they are not, like, working the night before. So, like, a good drag queen is not looking great in the morning.
Excuse me, Ivory. The last time I was here in Joy, I came in full makeup because I slept in my makeup.
Oh, well, there you go.
I slept
in my Chinese
spent,
operatic
like,
makeup.
6 hours in the morning getting ready for.
No, because I had a show the night beforehand that, like, finished around midnight, and then I slept in full makeup and then I came in.
Mm. You know what? Actually, last time I was with you guys for the Drag Race exit interviews, it was Melbourne Expo. And it was early in the morning, and I was also in quite a bit of makeup because I hadn't taken it off the night before, but I just didn't come in. I was just on the toilet and had taken the phone call, but
not on the phone, just on the toilet.
Yeah.
Well, we love that you've both come in makeup free this morning, and we really appreciate it. Have a wonderful time performing here while you're in Melbourne, and everyone book these two fabulous performers because now they're free because of asbestos and Fair Day.
Can you tell us how to say Happy Lunar New Year?
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, there's so many different ways to say it though. So
give us one way.
My family's way is Cantonese, so we say Gung Hei Fat Choi.
Gung Hei Fat Choi.
Yes.
In Cantonese it's Gung Hei Fat Choi. In Mandarin it's Gung Si Fa Tai.
Gung Si Fa Tai. Gung Si Fa Tai. Gung Hei Fat Choi.
I feel so trilingual now. It's just not funny. As in, I can't try it well, but I'll give it a go.
Thank you, everyone. We will be back Monday morning at 7 a.m. Don't go anywhere. Australia's most uplifting music is playing all day long.
Wait.
Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.